There are reports at least 5 Jewish community centers around the United States received bomb threats over the course of 24 hours. Here in Rochester, the nightmare at the JCC began at 6 a.m. when staff were forced to have the nearly 80 people inside evacuate the building. Brighton Police Chief Mark Henderson says the incidents could be connected.
My last communication with the FBI, they're looking at this as possibly being linked to those that were received at JCCs across the country.
Brighton police are working with the Monroe County Sheriff's Department and the FBI to investigate the local case. The bomb threat marked yet another incident of hate crimes in recent weeks. Headstones have also been vandalized in at least 3 Jewish cemeteries around the country.
Since this wave of threats to the JCC, we have been doing outreach to our, not just Jewish facilities, all faith-based facilities in the town of Brighton.
Rochester JCC Executive Director Arnie Sohinke says now that the building has reopened for business, it's time to talk next steps with the staff.
We do a debrief with staff. What worked? What didn't work? What do we need to do differently? You know, what do we need to tweak? Are there things that we can improve on? We just want to make sure we have the right operations in place.
Offices of the Anti-Defamation League, a Jewish advocacy group, also received threats in multiple locations. Sasha Ann Simons, WXXI News.